During tree pose, our yoga teacher reminds us to grieve. She wears blue leggings and a yellow top for the people of Ukraine, so I believe that is what she means. A few moments pass before I understand she has commanded us to breathe. By then, I have already taken in the wisdom of the word I heard, as if she knows how those I love are leaving me. Maybe she also knows among us is a mother who has lost her child to fentanyl, a man whose heart keeps losing its rhythm, a woman who loses her words, blurring and coming apart like the contrails we glimpse through the yoga room window. Stay aware of your grieving. Yes. Let me feel its darkness in the back of my throat, sliding down into my ribcage. Let me follow its fog as it fills my belly, as it climbs back up and out, and I will follow it in again. Through the window, I see the oak leaves on the ground, clumping brown and wet from rain. How did I miss their moment of incandescence? Have I forgotten the time I glanced out this window, startled by the compassion of a sun shower? Grieve. We work to hold ourselves tall, despite knees losing fluidity and ease, each of us planted on one leg, balancing, arms reaching skyward, hearts open, lifting, holding, and at the same time, letting go.